You're in the Stampede, West Virginia Metro News' only show dedicated exclusively to the Thundering Herd. Here's your host, Dave Wilson.
Welcome into the program. 2 days late, a couple of dollars short as well. It is the Stampede Podcast, presented by WVMetroNews.com and the West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. We'll talk spring football coming up, what to expect, what not to expect, and why you should just sit back, relax, and enjoy it. TV rights back in the news, and why it's not good news for Conference USA. Progress with Thundering Herd baseball and basketball, and why that's good for the entire athletic department. It is the Stampede Podcast, presented by WVMetroNews.com, West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. By now, you know, if you're listening, to download the show on iTunes, get it on your mobile device, also find it at Podomatic.com. And WVMetroNews.com as well. Gang's all here, Clark, Crystal, and Ryan. It is birthday week for one young Clark Davis. Clark and I have been, well, we've been working together since, what, 2003, 2004? In some form or capacity. Got started at WMUL-FM down in Marshall University and kind of been working together ever since. He also puts me up on the weekends when I come in for ball games. I live out of town, obviously, so happy birthday. Hashtag I am old, like Clark Davis. It's the Stampede Podcast. Of course, you can find me on Twitter at Dave Wilson. MN is my Twitter handle. DWilson at WVRadio.com is my email address. Got the opportunity this week to call the Marshall baseball game against WVU, and that's actually why we're a couple of days late. A little bit of inside baseball here, and we'll move on quickly. Usually record the show either Tuesday evening, Tuesday night, or sometime Wednesday afternoon. Well, Tuesday evening was not an option. That's when the baseball game was scheduled. I wanted to wait until after the game was played. I was also trying to wait around on an interview opportunity, and that's why we have no guest for today. That fell through kind of at the last minute. So a little inside baseball as to why we're a couple of days late for this show. But when I got the opportunity to call the baseball game against WVU, I was able to really soak in how this team and how this baseball program has progressed from where it was 10 or 12 years ago. Now, when I was a student at Marshall, doing baseball games for the student station, WMUL, we went to University Heights. We were in, if we were lucky that day, a gazebo, and that's where we called the game from. Some metal bleachers were laid up on the hill. That's where this team played. And really, they really had no shot. You're in the Mid-American Conference, and you really were at a severe disadvantage. Now, they still don't have a true home site, but you've got the Kennedy Center out on Route 2. You play at Appalachian Power Park, and it has helped. But as I opened the broadcast of that ballgame, I actually mentioned the words NCAA tournament. I actually mentioned regionals. Because there's a legitimate conversation. Now, the loss to WVU hurts Wednesday night, but there's a legitimate conversation if you go through the rest of your schedule, you keep winning 2 out of 3, maybe sweep Middle Tennessee down the road, get into the Conference USA tournament number 1, and make a little bit of noise, make a run into the semifinals, make a run into the finals. You've got to be in the conversation for one of the 33 at-large bids into the NCAA tournament. Conference USA has been right there all season long as one of the top 3 or 4 RPI conferences in the country. Right behind SEC and the ACC and the Big 12, all right there together. You've got teams such as Rice, which Marshall, fortunately for them, gets to miss this year. You've got Southern Miss. You've got Louisiana Tech. You've got some good baseball schools in this conference. And where the baseball program has come from and what Jeff Wagner has been able to do while being handicapped by not having a home field advantage, it's been huge for the program and great for the conference. Now take that a step further and look how the baseball and now the basketball programs are developing. I think what you want to avoid as an athletic department is being pigeonholed as a particular sports school. I think if you ask anybody right now, you'll say Marshall is a football school, but you want all of your programs to be championship contenders year in and year out. You don't want to be pigeonholed as, well, that's a great football place. Nah, not so good in basketball. And Marshall wasn't, hasn't been, for the better part of the last decade. Doc Holliday has brought the football program to a championship level. Now that is the expectation every single year. I think Dan D'Antoni is almost there. After this season, folks will expect the Marshall basketball program to be a factor in Conference USA and into the Conference USA tournament. There's no reason baseball can't be a factor in the Conference USA tournament. Softball has been, won the conference. Other programs have been. They are factors in the conference. And you want the entire athletic program to succeed, and we're seeing some of those programs that have long been handicapped and hampered by things beyond their control now succeeding. It's the Stampede Podcast, presented by WVMetroNews.com, West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. Going to talk spring football coming up in just a bit. And TV rights deal. If you read the article by Harry Minium, he covers Old Dominion University for the Virginian Pilot down in Norfolk. It's not looking good. Not looking good. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. A couple of headlines from the past week. We mentioned baseball. Lost to WVU. If you listen to the game, they had a chance, but it's the little things in baseball that make such a big difference. And to me, that game changed in the fifth inning. Designated hitter Ryan Dean got on first base. Ball in the dirt, squirts away from the WVU catcher. Dean takes off for second. He gets thrown out. He's cut down. You lose a base runner. Two batters later, Sam Finfer hits the home run. Now, Marshall ends up tying up West Virginia at three apiece, but that one run proves to be critical when you lose a one-run game later on. Of course, Tyler Ratliff has the big grand slam. And don't let WVU fool you. They'll tell you it's just another non-conference game, one we had to win. That game meant a little something. That game meant something to those players, meant something to Randy Mazey. So don't let them fool you that this game is unimportant, just another non-conference game. And by the way, are these the only two programs that can semi-get along and play each other every single year? Doesn't seem like any other ones can. Sticking with baseball, how about Aaron Blair, Dan Straley? Both making starts this weekend for the Braves and Reds, respectively. Now, neither one of those organizations exactly at the top of their games, but Dan Straley didn't look bad his last time out. Blair looked good in his first start with the Atlanta Braves last week. NFL draft is this week. I would love to see some guys drafted from Marshall. I think Devin Johnson, DJ Hunter are your two that if anybody's going to be drafted, it would be one of those two or both of them. But it's tough. There are, what, 255 picks, something like that? Look for these guys to get signed, free agent signings, again. Johnson, folks like him, but he's got that durability flag. He got injured last year. He's injury prone. Can he take the beating of playing in the NFL? Does his style fit the NFL? DJ Hunter was a linebacker for Marshall, probably a safety in the NFL. But look for these guys, including Sebastian Johansson, Corey Tindall, Keith Baxter, Taj Letman, Evan McKelvey. You're probably going to see those guys get signed as free agents. Also look for Blake Fronapple, former Marshall quarterback, finishes his career at UMass to be one of those guys to get picked up after the draft in free agency. Possibly drafted late. You think maybe, what do you think, Ryan? Maybe Patriots, sixth or seventh round? Patriots seem to like those Marshall guys. Marshall trying to continue the streak has had a player picked in each of the last 5 years. Lee Smith, Vinnie Curry, Aaron Dobson, Garrett Scott, and Daryl Roberts. All selected in the last 5 years. Spring football game comes up this Saturday. For some of you, that's tomorrow. For some of you listening, it might be this morning. I've seen the format. Don't even bother trying to keep score. Doc Holliday and the coaching staff are going to assign points. They're going to put them on the defensive side. They're going to have them on the offensive side. I would like to see this game just simplified because it's for the fans. I think the coaches have really done – all the evaluating they're going to do. They have 14 practices and 3 scrimmages already to look at. They've done the evaluations. Let's make this a fan experience where we understand what's going on without having to consult the scorebook of how this game is being scored. Make it easy to watch. Make it enjoyable. Split them up. Put your ones against your ones, your twos against your twos. Put them on green and white. Play a 4-quarter game. Keep a rolling clock so the thing doesn't take all day. Make it an enjoyable experience for everybody. And it will be. We'll talk more about the spring game, what to expect coming up in just a bit. It's the Stampede Podcast presented by WVMetroNews.com, West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. Email me, dwilson at wvradio.com, and find me on Twitter at DaveWilsonMN is my Twitter handle. We'll talk TV rights and why it's not looking good for Conference USA. When we return, it's the Stampede Podcast presented by WVMetroNews.com and the West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. A little marching band theme return there, I guess, for the spring game, right? It's the Stampede Podcast presented by WVMetroNews.com, West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. Welcome inside the Metro News Marshall Man Cave, getting set for the spring game, what to watch for, who to look for, what to expect, and how to just sit back and relax. We'll talk about that coming up in about 8 minutes. Harry Minium with the Virginia Pilot down in Norfolk covers ODU for Conference USA for the paper. And he was out with an article this week discussing the ODU athletic budget for next year. Now, he was talking about TV revenues. He's been all over this story from the beginning. Old Dominion anticipates a $600,000 to $700,000 yearly decline in revenue from Conference USA's new TV contracts. That's down from the $1 million per school the league teams currently receive. A decline in TV revenue for 2016-17 has been expected, but it was thought the fees would decrease by about $500,000. He continues, ODU's estimate indicates that CUSA's yearly television revenue would be about $6 million. That's a sharp drop from the $14 million in contracts the league signed with Fox Sports and CBS Network in 2011. He goes on to say ESPN appears to be a player wanting to pick up maybe Thursday night and Friday night games, so that's going to mean more midweek games for Conference USA. He goes on, CUSA's TV revenues, in essence, have been subsidized by the 7 schools that left the league in 2013. Remember, East Carolina, Memphis, Houston, those teams all part of the league the last time these TV contracts were done. He goes on, the American Athletic Conference pays about $2 million per school in TV revenue. Mountain West, $1.64 million. Mid-American Conference, about $670,000 per school, could actually move ahead if Conference USA Sun Belt receives about $100,000 per school. You're caught in a catch-22 here when you're talking about Conference USA and the values of these conferences. Because what Conference USA needs to do now is raise the value of the conference. And we all know what's valuable. It's football. Talked a little bit about a little bit ago of the RPI of Conference USA when it comes to baseball, and it's a great baseball school, but baseball's not the money generator. Football and basketball are your two revenue generating sports. Now there are some places where baseball breaks even, maybe even makes a little money. Certainly not at Marshall. Certainly not at most of the Conference USA schools. Maybe Rice. But football and basketball are your two big revenue generators. And football is what drove all of the conference realignment. Where are your football schools? Well, you've got Marshall. You've got Western Kentucky. You want to see Southern Miss get back to where it was. But you don't have East Carolina anymore. You don't have a Houston anymore. East Carolina, remember last year? Houston, a couple of years ago, we were talking about Houston going to a BCS Bowl. East Carolina possibly being one of those teams that could have been talked about in the panel of 13 in the bowl committee. You don't have those teams to help elevate the profile of your conference. Now, you went out and got teams in sizable media markets, sure. But having the Miami media market does you no good when your teams are not performing. FIU, FAU. Marshall can help raise the profile of the conference, but you're not in a big media market. You're going to need these teams. You need, if you're Conference USA, Marshall, Western Kentucky, Southern Miss, Louisiana Tech. You need these programs, your top-tier teams, to make noise. You need to go out and beat teams from the Power Five conferences. You need to get in some big bowl games, raise the profile of the conference. Now, here's the catch. You've got to get in good players to do that. You've got to have the facilities to attract them. You've got to have the money to get the facilities to get the players. But you can't get the money if your television revenue is only about $600,000. That's not going to help. That is going to cripple some already cash-strapped athletic budgets. Same thing goes for basketball. Where's your big basketball power? UAB got into the tournament a year ago, won a game. Middle Tennessee got in the NCAA tournament, won a game. But you only got one team into the tournament. You don't have Memphis anymore, who helped raise the profile and raise the value of Conference USA. And I've heard some chatter on social media, read some chatter on social media, that maybe going back to the MAC's the answer. More regional teams. Going back to the Mid-American Conference is not the answer. Going back is never how you progress forward. Now, going to the American Athletic Conference is not the answer either. The answer is collectively, as a group, you need to raise the value of the conference. There's a lot of potential. ODU is talking about building a new football stadium. There's a ton of support for football at ODU, but the program's not very old. It has no tradition. You have to introduce the rest of the country to that program. There's a lot of potential at Charlotte. They can expand that stadium down there. It's built for expansion. The program is young. It is building. It is pointed in the right direction. But you tell people, yeah, we're playing Charlotte this week, they have no idea what you're talking about. You need to get these programs on national stages. You need to get the opportunity to really put your teams out there. Bowling Green has more history than Charlotte, obviously. Miami, Ohio has more history than ODU. You need to raise the profile to raise the value. Again, the catch-22 is, though, if you can't get the money from the television revenue, how are you going to build the facilities you need to draw in the players you have to compete and give yourself an opportunity to beat some of these Power Five schools when you get them in a non-conference game, if you can get them in a non-conference game these days? That is going to be increasingly more difficult. Conference USA is just the first of these group of five conferences that are going to have their deals renegotiated. They're the guinea pig. Do you see any of the conference, of the group of five conferences where you go, boy, their value is going through the roof? I don't know. I don't know if this is a trend that you will see other conferences come down in value as well. But taking a step back, going to the MAC, not the answer. You've got to elevate the rest of your conference. Marshall did that in the MAC. Remember, Marshall elevated that entire conference. There was one bowl bid for a Mid-American Conference football team when Marshall entered. Remember the game against Western Michigan, 99. They lose that game, they're not going anywhere. It'd have been their only loss on the season. You're not going anywhere. Marshall raised that entire conference. Now, I'm not putting this on the shoulders of the Marshall Athletic Department and Conference USA, but it's the same situation. You need to raise the profile to increase the value. In the next round of TV rights that come up, you negotiate a better deal. It's the Stampede Podcast presented by WVMetroNews.com, West Virginia Metro News Radio Network on Twitter. At Dave Wilson, MN is my Twitter handle. DWilson at WVRadio.com is my email address. We'll talk the spring game. Don't overanalyze it. Just enjoy it. We'll be back. It's the Stampede Podcast presented by WVMetroNews.com and the West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. for the spring game, right? I see what you're doing. It's the Stampede Podcast, presented by WVMetroNews.com, West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. Gang's all here. Clark, Crystal, Ryan getting set for the spring game coming up Saturday at Jones C. Edwards Stadium. We would like to put a lot of stock into what we see on Saturday during the green-white game, but be cautious and don't overanalyze what you see. Because we've all been there. Remember when Kevin Rodriguez had that great game at running back in the green-white game? Well, that's because none of the running backs were healthy. What do we want to see out of this green-white game on Saturday? Well, we want to see progress, I think, out of certain players and certain positions. You might get a little sneak peek of how Chase Litton has progressed through some off-season workouts, spending more time studying the offense, and just maturing as an athlete, as an individual, getting bigger, getting stronger in the offseason. You might see some progress out of the wide receivers, guys who could step up in August, who have the potential. That's going to be the word, I think, you're going to hear a lot of, the potential. Well, this guy's got a lot of potential. That guy has a lot of potential. But most of all, you're going to get an opportunity to watch some younger players who, down the road, maybe not in 2016, it might be 2017, turn out to be key, impactful players for Marshall. Guys like Aaron Dobson, who very well could have a major impact in 2016. Ty Tyler, freshman. Malik Gant, Jeremiah Maddox at safety. Devin Weems at running back. Watch the young guys and see how they react. They're the ones who really need to impress the coaches. Clint Van Horn doesn't need to impress the coaches. They know what he can do. He probably won't play at all on Saturday anyway. Coming off the off-season surgery, he's probably about at his pitch limit. They know what Michael Selby can do. They know what Fred Bonneau can do, and Stanley Gene Felix, Chase Litton, Hylique Foster. They know what those guys are capable of. Ryan B. It's the young guys you really want to get a look at. And as I said earlier in the show, they've had 13, 14 practices to look at them. They've probably done, the coaching staff, done about as much evaluating as they're going to do. But you get one more shot. You get one more shot to leave an impression in the coach's mind as you head into the true off-season, off-season workouts, and get ready for August camp. Now, as I said, don't overanalyze what you see on Saturday, because you're not going to see, really, the true ones versus the true ones. Guys like Van Horn probably going to be out. If there's the slightest twinge, tweak, you're not going to play. What was it, like 9 of the 14 linemen, something like that, were out of the last week's scrimmage? Injuries have taken a toll on the offense, and it's shown in some of the performances. So don't overanalyze and sit back and after Saturday go, if Chase Litton has a rough day or Birdsong or the running backs, well, I don't know. Doesn't look like we're going to be able to throw the ball this year. It's the spring game. You're going to see guys probably play out of position. Still not as bad. Oh, you go back a couple of years, there weren't any quarterbacks. I think, what, Eddie Sullivan had transferred out. A.J. Graham was gone. You didn't have any quarterbacks. Was that before Cato got there that year? No quarterbacks in spring ball. One year the receivers were almost completely decimated with quote-unquote injuries. So don't overanalyze it. Enjoy it. Watch it. Look for specific players. If you really want to watch specific guys and see how they react, and you can see athletic ability, look for that. Don't look at the overall result. Who knows how they're keeping score anyway? And things are going to be different by the time we get to August anyway. Chase Litton's going to have all summer to work with his receivers, work on timing, work on patterns, develop chemistry. Guys are going to have all summer to work on conditioning, getting stronger. That's going to be crucial as well with the new strength and conditioning coach, because Marshall's off-season workouts won them a few ball games last year. Absolutely. So go to the spring game and enjoy it. Sit back in your chair, pick out your season ticket seats, and enjoy the ball game. Don't overanalyze what you're going to see. Tailgate, come out, have fun with herd fans. Because, hey, this is your last taste of football for 14 weeks until spring camp or until fall camp begins. What, 18 weeks until the first game? You're going to be hungry. I don't even think CFL starts until July if you want to watch Cato up in Montreal. Enjoy the game. Watch the young guys. Take it all in. Soak in the atmosphere. Might want to bring an umbrella. Just don't overanalyze what you see, because it's all going to change by August anyway. Guys are going to come in, freshmen who are ready to go, ready to play, who haven't been there. Guys will be healthy. Van Horn's going to be much healthier by the time he gets to August than he is now. You won't have to be as careful with him. And we'll see where this team can go in 2016. Could be a special year. They might still be a year away from a really, really special year. But again, there's no reason they cannot contend for a Conference USA title in 2016. You've got some good non-conference teams up on the schedule. Got a good home slate. Your biggest games are at home. It's the Stampede Podcast presented by WVMetroNews.com, West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. We will have coverage of the spring game over at the website, WVMetroNews.com. Got our photographer, Felicia Collier. She's headed out to shoot the game for me Saturday, so we'll have pictures and stories, post-game reaction, all nine yards that we'd usually do for a ball game posted over at the website. That's going to do it for the show this week. Thanks to everybody who makes it possible, Clark, Crystal, and Ryan on the production staff. We'll be back. Reaction from the spring game next week. Who knows what we might get into. This is the fun part of the year. Everything settles down, and we'll see what we can drum up for next week's show. Remember, download the show on iTunes, Podomatic.com, and WVMetroNews.com as well. It's the Stampede Podcast presented by WVMetroNews.com and the West Virginia Metro News Radio Network.